the Longhorns play, and Austin talks sports.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You had better wake them up. Get them up. Get them going on a Friday, charging into the weekend. You have made it to the end of another long work week. It's going to be a wet end of the work week. It certainly was yesterday. More of the same today. Hazy, dreary conditions in Austin, Texas. Rain throughout the day. Peaking this afternoon into tonight. Temperatures cooler than usual. Cold front on its way. Temperatures won't rise above 63 degrees tomorrow in Austin, Texas. Unseasonably cool, but you'll deal with the wet stuff today. Looks drier into the weekend, but cooler for sure. Appreciate you being there. We have a lot to dive into. What a morning. We've got a ton of basketball news. Historic night for a now former Texas athlete. The WNBA draft came and went, and a Longhorn went number one. Also, Chris Beard introducing his first coaching staff at Texas. Former Longhorn great retiring. So we got a lot of basketball out there to get to. Plus, we are 8 days to the Texas football spring game. So we'll talk plenty of Texas football. We've got word from the NFL. You know, 2 weeks from today, on this Friday, we'll be talking. We'll come in and know who went number one, who went all the way to 32 in the NFL draft round one. So we'll obviously dive into some NFL today. We've got a lot to do. It's going to be a good Friday. Glad you were with us. Early bird always gets the worm. Appreciate you being there. However you find us, we make it easy. You can find us on 104.9 FM, 101.9 AM 1260. And you know, we're always streaming live on our Horn app and at hornfm.com, now on our television channel, the new Twitch channel, where you can watch the program each and every morning. Wave to the camera as we get you rolling on this Friday. Mr. Godbolt.
Good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and of course, all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you so very much for what you do. We do appreciate it. Please be careful out there. It is slick in spots. So all of a sudden you come up and you just think that it hadn't been anything but drizzle. There's been some rain at places. So
yes, sir.
We got some puddles. So be careful when you hit those puddles this morning while it's still dark out.
Yeah, pooling puddles. You'll hydroplane.
Yes.
And that's never. I did that one time. That was not good. That was not fun. Right on 35. Fun. Right on 35 coming up towards the William Cannon Bridge.
Yeah, be careful this morning, please.
Not cool. No bueno. Fortunately, was okay. Just spun around a little bit and kept going. But be careful out there. It's going to be one of those days. Yes, visibility's down as well because it's kind of hazy and foggy, dreary. Just one of those mornings. Not going to be a lot of sun today in Austin, Texas, and then rain throughout the afternoon. But it's all right. There's a lot to do, a lot to talk about as we get this thing rolling. Happy to be to the weekend, and we will drag you there for sure today with a lot to do. How are we doing? You everybody good? Everybody good at the your wife came back from her trip this week?
Yeah, it's been a good week.
Good.
She's been very, very busy doing all the stuff that I didn't do while she was gone.
You didn't do your honey-do list?
I didn't have a big list, but I didn't really get to
some of it.
To doing it. Well, I don't do that, touch that vacuum, man. There's things that I told you. I know it's my house, but there's certain things that I just don't. I don't put a handle on because I know I'll hear about it later on. I'm not good with stuff like that. You know, I'll leave more of a mess than that was there originally. So I try not to touch those things. One of these days, I'm going to get to learn how to use that washing machine on that dryer, though, because I hate seeing my wife do my laundry. I've never had anybody do my laundry before, and it drives me crazy.
Oh, so you got a new washer and dryer set for the new house, and you're not familiar with it yet?
I'm not familiar with it at all. I just hear it.
And well, you've done your own laundry for a long time, so it's not like you're not capable of doing it.
Well, all my life until I got to this new house. That started when I was probably in ninth grade, beginning of high school. I just never let, my mom had enough kids that I could do my own laundry. I never thought that of a big thing. And I'm not a folder. I fold shirts, but, you know, my wife folds underwear and puts them, you know, like together in a row and stuff. And underwear to me. I just would throw them and then put them back
on. Top drawer.
Yeah, top drawer. Who sees your underwear? Who cares about if they're folded or not? But she has a method of folding socks together, and I'm like, okay, but I'm not allowed to mess with that washing machine because there's a certain amount of detergent you put in. You know, I mean, I just will pour some in the box, just a little bit over the side. You know, and can't do that with these kind of machines. You can't do it with. So I'm done.
Well, you'll learn. Staying in your lane. Sounds like you're staying in your lane.
Yeah, my lane is all the stuff outside.
I like this. Happy wife, happy life. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Hey, let's hit the headlines. Trending topics. There's a ton of them, including history made last night. Let's dive in. Things you need to know as you get up and out on your Friday. Sinus and snoring specialists bring you the news. Yeah, Texas basketball. Busy day yesterday. Start with big congratulations to Texas women's basketball standout Charlie Collier. She was selected by the Dallas Wings of the WNBA with the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft last night. The 6'5 junior from Mont Belvieu, Texas, just finished one of the more dynamic seasons in program history, helped lead the Longhorns to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2016. Just the second Big 12 athlete ever taken number one overall in the WNBA draft, joining Brittany Griner of Baylor back in 2013. Congratulations to her. What a night for her and her family. Over on the men's side, Texas new Texas basketball coach Chris Beard has announced his first coaching staff at Texas. His three assistant coaches will be former UTEP and Fresno State head coach Rodney Terry. He will carry the title of assistant head coach. Former Kansas assistant Jarrence Howard is joining the staff, as is former Texas Tech assistant Yurik Malagi. Beard also announced that former UT Arlington head coach Chris Ogden, who is a former player at Texas, he will serve in an off-court role as the program's managing director, and that Bob Donawald Jr., who worked on Beard's staff the past couple of years at Texas Tech, will also serve as a special assistant to the head coach.
Just like when you put together a basketball team, it's not about just the talent. It's about the talent that can play together. That's exactly what we think we nailed with this coaching staff. They were just a bunch of good guys that love basketball. We can't wait to work with each other and win. I know in my conversations with every guy on this staff, that was the first thing we were talking about, is winning at Texas on the highest stage and highest level. So I think the thing I'm most excited about is just the chemistry of the group.
Also from Texas basketball news, the sudden word from former Longhorn and current Brooklyn Nets center LaMarcus Aldridge early yesterday morning that he's retiring from the NBA after he experienced an irregular heartbeat during his final appearance with the team. 35-year-old said he experienced that heartbeat issue during the Nets game against the Lakers this past Saturday. Scared the heck out of him. His condition worsened, and he is retiring. And he spent two seasons at Texas, of course, was drafted second overall by Portland in the 06 draft, where he spent nine seasons, a seven-time All-Star, were signed with the Spurs back in 2015. In the NBA as well, L.A. Laker big man Anthony Davis cleared for full on-court activity. He has a chance to return to play as soon as this weekend for the Lakers. Lakers have struggled to a 13-14 mark in his absence. Golden State Warriors rookie center James Wiseman is going to miss the rest of the regular season and playoffs. He had surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his right knee. He was the second overall pick in this year's draft, 2020. Averaged over 11 points and over almost 6 rebounds per game this year. NFL has announced that it has reached an agreement with Caesars Entertainment, DraftKings, and FanDuel to be the league's first ever sports betting partners. The tri-exclusive agreement will integrate sports betting content from all three companies into the media on the league's website and app. Caesars is the first casino sponsor for the NFL. The multi-year deal is expected to net the league in excess of $1 billion. In Major League Baseball last night, Rangers won for the third straight night in Tampa. They take 3 out of 4 from the Rays, 6-4 the final last night in 10 innings. They'll be back in Arlington this weekend to host Baltimore. Astros had the night off. They open a series in Seattle tonight.
This hour brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
You know, with all these professional, with all these casinos joining professional sports, and, you know, it's just everybody throws a little coin here and there, whether it's casinos or the guy with the gold chains and all that stuff. But, you know, they're going to have to regulate the NBA and when these guys play and when they don't, because that's not fair to somebody that's putting, you know, once you get to the point where NBA is involved in this and casinos, you can't have guys all of a sudden and not know they're not playing. That's not fair to the bettor. That stinks for the bettor. Probably okay for Vegas, because Vegas insiders will have that kind of information. For people putting their money down, all of a sudden you're waiting to see a game and three dudes are sitting on the bench.
Yeah, and you're unaware of it.
How are they going to regulate that kind of stuff? Who's
well, and that's not just picking games, right? That's the daily fantasy stuff where you're picking lineups.
Well, that's gambling too. That's there. People put a lot of money in those.
Man, that's a huge story. I mean, obviously, you and I have done the show long enough. It was unfathomable not long ago that the NFL would fall in line with Caesars Entertainment.
Now they got a team in Vegas.
I know. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's the right direction. I mean, it's a huge, very lucrative path for the league and for fans. And the NFL has realized how important fantasy football is, fantasy sports, gambling, to their interest in their game. I think the other leagues understand that too. But you're right. I mean, that whole thing in the NBA, the resting players and coaches' decisions and what do they call it, load management.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the commentary that the regular season doesn't matter. Then the league tells you, the players, the coaches, they tell you all the time that the regular season in the NBA really is not a big deal.
Yeah, and that's fine. And that's fine with me. I'm probably fine with the gambler, but he'd like to know or she'd like to know.
Well, right. I mean, for the average fan, you're just frustrated by it. But yeah, if you got money on the game,
yeah,
that's frustrating. That's what makes the NFL so great. Is that
you have to tell them up front before.
Well, but I think it goes back to the same conversation in both college and pro football. Every game matters. The regular season is super important. Every possession of every game is important in the NFL, which means you're not resting players if they're not injured. You would never consider that over a now 17-game NFL regular season, because one game here and there can be the difference between a playoff berth and not a playoff berth.
Right.
And it is so competitive. That's what makes the NFL and college football so popular, is that the week-to-week buildup and then the recap of the games, and every game is so important to where, when there's 82 regular season NBA games, how many of them are actually big basketball games, and the big ones don't come till the postseason. We know that. So, yeah, but these partnerships are huge, and the daily fantasy leagues continue to grow. And you know which sport is, we would maybe surprise you to know, is the largest that is gambled on these daily fantasy sites?
Baseball.
No. Golf. Golf.
Really?
Yes. Golf fantasy, the weekly fantasy on golf is the most, the numbers I've seen is the most, takes the most money in on a week-by-week basis. I mean, people get these, pick their golf teams week by week, and it's crazy. Golf. And, golfers typically have a little extra money in their pocket. But they all do pretty well. NBA is very popular. Major League Baseball on a night-by-night basis. But golf, man, week to week. This week they're in Harbortown coming off the Masters. And, so golf is big. But, yeah, the gambling and the partnership with just the whole stigma. Forever, gambling was, it was Pete Rose, and it was so radioactive, and it was the mafia, and it was dirty. Now all that's been torn down, and it's these are our partners. Heck, as I mentioned in the headlines, the NFL is going to have gambling information with DraftKings and FanDuel and Caesars on their app. You can go to the NFL app, and you'll be able to make wagers through the NFL's own app.
How about that?
That's crazy. But, they're making it easy, and they're going to make about $1 billion or so on the partnership with that deal. So, here comes the gambling.
Yeah, but they got to do something about the basketball. That's
I don't
not
know what
work,
they can do. I mean, we've had that debate for a long time. How can you make a coach play a player? I mean, you're right. I mean, it's frustrating. I mentioned earlier this week the Nets were playing the Sixers in the big
places,
game. These.
Well, I think places like FanDuel have to give the money back if all of a sudden you're betting.
Don't bet on that.
Well, FanDuel has given money back before.
Have they?
Yeah, when there's some ridiculous stuff they kind of suit. That's why you hear the name FanDuel so much, because they do things like that. And I was surprised the other night if they didn't give some money back to when all three of those dudes didn't play for Brooklyn, when they just said, "Oh, we're a little tired today," and they got to give you maybe not a 24-hour window, but how about giving you 6-hour window, letting you know that those guys will not be in the lineup tonight. Not when you turn the TV on and they go to jump ball and there they are sitting in their street clothes.
Yeah,
that will suck.
Now, that's the risk you take. But, yeah, I don't know what type of protocols they can build into that.
Well, they can change it.
Sure.
The teams can figure it out.
Do you do any fantasy, daily fantasy? You're on the show Sundays with Adam Wagner, the Wags, and the Wagner Wire. You ever dabble?
Every once in a while, usually when his horrible, horrible influence somehow gets after me. But, yeah, the NBA is in an interesting situation, and they're blaming it on the season. They're blaming it on the shrinking season, the fact that it's 72 games, the fact they had the short turnaround in the bubble when not all these teams went to the bubble. So, yeah, it's very interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, but here we go, NFL diving in bed head first with the casinos and the gambling sites for sure.
Someone says, then don't bet, Bucky. They're right. I don't own the NBA because I don't know who's playing.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of people do. And I know a friend that we know here at the station, he does very well. He's one of these math guys, and he does very well. It's really his business, is that daily fantasy in the NBA. We won't reveal, but that's his business, but he does pretty well. But there you go. That's the top stories of the day. Congratulations. I was watching this WNBA draft last night. Charlie Collier, number one overall. Good for her. We talked about that throughout the year, that she could be one or two, because the Dallas Wings had both the first and second pick. I didn't know this. The Wings also had the fifth pick, so they were able to take three of the top five players, so they could get good pretty quick. But great for Charlie Collier. She had a good season. She looked great last night, came off great, her and her family, and she's off to the NBA. I was going to use this as our B&E fact of the day, but I'll go ahead and
Well, you're going to use an WNBA fact today?
Well, no, she's the first Longhorn athlete in any sport to be drafted number one overall.
That's what I was thinking.
Since who? You know, it's been a long, long time. And this is why this is a big deal for the Longhorn program. It hadn't happened in a long time. We'll let you guess on that. You know, the last time a Texas player, male or female in any sport, went number one in a respective draft, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. It's been a long time, I will say that. So Charlie Collier, historic night last night. We heard from Chris Beard. He has announced his coaching staff, and that staff, you know, it's been rumored, been the reports. We've heard the name Rodney Terry, who I saw your pictures that you put out on Twitter, that Rodney Terry, when he was an assistant coach with your pops at Bowie High School way back, looking very young, Rodney.
Yeah, they had them MC Hammer pants on, because those 90s days, the Steve Harvey suits were definitely in style. But yeah, Coach Terry, he'll always be a Bowie Bulldog. And so I found out yesterday, I never knew the details with like how we are related, but found out that my grandfather and Coach Terry's dad are cousins.
Okay.
So I knew we were related somehow. I just didn't know the details, but yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, there's Coach CC, and there's Rodney Terry, fresh face, out of St. Edwards, played bald at St. Ed's, my alma mater. And he's a legend there on the Hilltop, and then off there and started his coaching career, but really made his and cut his teeth with Rick Barnes. As speaking of LaMarcus Aldridge, I mean, Rodney Terry was there for the heyday of the Rick Barnes era, when T.J. Ford and LaMarcus Aldridge and D.J. Augustine and Daniel Gibson. I mean, five-star players, and Rodney Terry was a big part of the recruitment of those players and building that program. All of that, Kevin Durant in that conversation too, all of that success led Rodney to a head coaching job at Fresno State, then to UTEP, and now he's coming back to Texas and to Austin, Texas to be the assistant head coach. That's a good get right there, along with Chris Ogden and Coach Maligi. And then, of course, national college basketball pundits are just pretty blown away that Chris Beard was able to lure Jarence Howard away from Bill Self at Kansas and make him a part of his staff. It's pretty dynamic, because Jarence was Bill Self's lead recruiter in the state of Texas, and Kansas has done very well in the Lone Star State over time. He's now joining the staff as well.
Yeah, these guys will then go on to get, if things go the way they should and what Coach Beard and the fans here want, those guys will be off to getting big-time jobs. They'll go from Arlington jobs like that into the Carolinas jobs, Carolina State and Virginia, things like that open up. These guys will now be involved in those type of jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, just being on this staff, if they have the success that everybody's hoping they do.
And you just heard Chris Beard talking about it.
And it won't take long.
Yeah, I think we understand Chris Beard, and we're seeing some early success for Coach Beard on the recruiting trail with these graduate transfers or transfers in general, plus high school recruits. You know, Chris Beard's selling a vision, right? He understands this, the university. He went here. He understands Austin. He understands what it's capable of, the new building that's coming online, the arena. That there's a lot here to like. And obviously, these coaches left head coaching jobs in good position. I mean, Jarence Howard was in a good spot at Kansas. These guys were head coaches of their own programs. So obviously, the vision of what Chris Beard is presenting is appealing, and they want to be a part of that. They're buying in to try to bring high level and championships to the men's side of college basketball. You know, you feel like Vic Schaefer has the women's program heading in a good direction. Heck, you got David Pierce in baseball, who's got this program in the top three right now and playing as good a baseball as anybody in the country. So a lot of excitement in the athletic departments on the 40 acres, and we'll see if Steve Sarkisian and the football program can follow suit as they continue their spring workouts.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk some spring football. That's kind of the goal, right? I mean, football's been the one, and basketball, that's just been kind of dragging along here. If you look up and down the rest of the athletic department at the University of Texas, it's going pretty good. The volleyball team's playing right now in the NCAA tournament and playing well. They won last night. You know, tennis is doing great. I mean, swimming just won the national title,
right.
Track and field.
Everybody's in tennis.
Everyone's doing well. And it's all about that football. Got to get that football back to the top. And we'll see if Steve Sarkisian and that group can take a step forward this coming season. Very difficult schedule, by the way. Did you see that the ESPN's FPI, Football Percentage Index, was released this week? And the Longhorns, according to the computers, according to the metrics, have the fourth toughest schedule in the country.
Oh, I would agree.
Fourth toughest schedule.
But they have a nice opener. That's a great opener because it's at a conference, and you get to find out what your team is all about. You can't get too high or you can't get too low when you play that game that has 11 starters coming back on a really good offensive team that beat a lot of good teams last year. So just say that's I like that kind of opener for this group right here. I really do. Well, someone will say, they can get beat. Well, yeah, they can get beat because that team is good.
Well, that's part of that fourth toughest schedule. Louisiana Raging Cajuns were 10-1 last year, 11-1.
Yeah, 11-1.
They have a coach in Billy Napier who could have had a bigger job this offseason, but he came back because he knows how talented that team is. Because not only did they go 10-1 or 11-1 last year, they bring everybody back. They bring more starters back than really any team in Division One.
That's incredible.
Remember they beat Iowa State last year in Ames. Beat Coastal Carolina. And so Billy Napier came back to coach, and they're coming into this. They're coming. Here's what you know about Louisiana. They're coming to Austin to try to win the game and planning to win the football game.
Yeah.
That's the mindset of Louisiana right now.
Well, because in their conference, which is as always a battle, their conference is always fun. The fun belt is what it is. So if they can knock off back-to-back years, a big guy from the Big 12.
Oh, huge. Huge from them, and obviously they're in a talent-rich state of Louisiana, and they've kind of been one of the. We see this in college basketball a lot, right? One of these mid-majors that have a veteran team that's been around together for a long time with a really good coach. Louisiana is just that. Then Texas has to go to Arkansas, which, you know, their second-year head coach did a nice job last year.
He did.
That's never easy. Now, these are games Texas will likely be favored in, I think. You know, those are for a new coach and a new staff breaking in a new quarterback. New offense and defense; those are really two tough early games that should, you know, could set Texas up for good things in the Big 12, or could get the Steve Sarkisian era off to a pretty rocky start if they're not on point come September.
Yeah,
of next year.
I won't. I'm in my mind. I won't panic if they lost that game to Louisiana. I really won't. I know people are going, "Are you kidding me?" No.
I thought the Maryland losses were bad.
Yeah. Well. This group is as talented as the Maryland team. If you really watch them, they're really good.
I know.
They're really.
I'm just saying, if Texas loses that game, just be ready. You may not panic,
understand.
But there's going to be panic. There'll be a lot of people concerned. But you're right. I mean, that's one of those type of games.
I like the game. I like the test for them. I'd rather for them not to get too high over beating somebody they pound. And
well,
then
last
all of a
year
sudden,
Texas opened with a. 70-0 win over UTEP or something, and UTEP was just non-competitive, and it almost came too easy, and everybody thought, oh, we're all good.
Really?
Yeah, not really.
No.
Next week they...
No, this is a great test for them. This is what Sark needs right here.
Agreed.
These two games, not just the first one. You're right about the second one going on the road.
Well, for Coach Sark and the staff, it won't be hard to get their attention with Louisiana. I mean, all you got to do is watch the tape.
That's right.
Talk about what we just talked about, how good they are and who they've beaten over
they
the last
couple
of
years. They know how to win.
And have a lot of veteran players coming back on that team. All right, so Texas football, basketball, baseball, we've got a lot out there. We'll dive back into the other top stories, get into the retirement of LaMarcus Aldridge as well. Craig Way has the Craig Way report coming up with all the latest. We've got a B&E fact of the day. And yes, a couple of you did guess my early B&E fact of the day that I put out there. Charlie Collier, the first number one overall pick in her respective sport since...
Kenneth Sims. The New England Patriots?
1982 draft. The big defensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Kenneth Sims back in the day. Could have been LaMarcus Aldridge, remember? LaMarcus went number two to the Portland Trailblazers. Do you know who went number one that year? Can we tell you that on the other side?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll tell you. The probably should have been LaMarcus number one. We'll get you details on that. We're having fun with you. It's a Friday. Be careful out there, folks. The roads are wet. There's fog in the area, hazy. It's not great driving conditions, so slow it down. Take your time. We'll get you there, and we appreciate you being there. If you're warm and dry at your house, listening online or in your office, appreciate you doing that as well. It's B&E on a Friday.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
B&E with you. Hey, do you want to win some Texas Rangers baseball tickets? We've got some. Last Friday, we gave away tickets and sent somebody to see a no-hitter. How about that? That's how we operate here at the Horn. But we'll give you your opportunity to win some tickets to Saturday and Sunday's game up at Globe Life Field. We'll make it very easy on you. I'll get you details on that here coming up shortly.
Is that the Police?
That's Sting and the Police, yeah.
You know what?
The great Stuart Copeland.
Kind of underrated. You know, when we talk
very
about music, we don't say much about, you hardly ever hear anybody talk about the police.
I have a very extensive selection of police. Oh yeah, I love the police.
I don't have much by them or play a lot of them, but I liked them a lot. I liked all when they were out. I liked their music, but I never collected anything and put them in certain categories. You know, like when I play music in the morning, I've never yanked out the police in all this time I've been doing.
You should.
They're really good. They always had a good beat. Yeah.
Well, you know, because they were led by their drummer. I mean, they're Stuart Copeland, their drummer, who could never get along with Sting. That's really why they broke up. But he was the composer of most of their music. I mean, and he went on to be a world-class composer in all genres of music.
It's really crazy.
Really, really unique drum sounds and percussion sounds. And that's why Police doesn't... I mean, you're talking about bands at the time were all guitar bass driven and lead singer driven, right? You're the Rolling Stones, it's Led Zeppelin. It's,
yeah.
You know, everyone's doing it that way. But, you know, there are two bands that are very similar in that realm. The Police and Rush were both trios.
Never listened to Rush.
But they were both pretty much led by their drummer. Mm-hmm. I mean, Neil Peart, the greatest drummer of all time, according to a lot of percussionists, a certified genius. He wrote almost all their music and lyrics, and same with the Police. They both sound different than other bands.
Yeah, my ear is even more in tune to somebody like Rod Stewart than what the Police was. I played Rod Stewart before I played Police, but I like the Police, their music better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, it's just it sounds different. It's a different way of going about it with the drummer. Very few bands are led by their percussionist, right?
And but all our shows here talk music, and because we're in the music capital of the world.
That's exactly right.
So we do talk a lot of music. But the Police are never even, you know, everything we kind of do, I'm like, no one ever mentions the Police until Zay just played that to me. And I'm like, I really like the Police, but I don't play the Police. And I don't hear anybody ever talk about them. And that's good to hear that you know all this history on them.
I'm a fan. I am a fan of the British rock band, The Police. And again, the Stuart Copeland-Sting relationship was strained.
So it didn't last very long?
Whereas Rush, we're like three kids out of Canada, and like we're tight
buddies
as they could be, and played for 50 years together. And But those two, if you think about it, those two are very similar in their success. You could trace back to that. But you know, Rush is a very polarizing band. People either love Rush to the end or they hate Rush, period. Mostly because Geddy Lee's voice can be grating, the lead singer of Rush. But two brilliant, brilliant percussionists and leaders of those bands. All right, so there's some music. We've got some fun there. We got baseball tickets coming up. We have Charlie Collier is the number one pick in the draft last night in the WNBA. Good for her. And she gets to stay in Dallas, in Texas. She's from Texas. She's from Mount Bellevue. That's that's on I-10, Buck, between Houston and Port Arthur there. That's down there. Do we have this little comment from Charlie where she said since she was born, her father said she was going to be the number one pick. So she's going number one. They were setting goals in the hospital room, she said. Here's a little bit from the now former Longhorn member of the Dallas Wings.
Everything that I did from a baby, like he said, you was going to be number one. Even this moment right here, we sat in the hospital bed and we wrote down goals. This was one of them. And I'm sitting here like, he's here with me, you know. The games, everything that I do, he's here in this moment with me. It's just, you know, hard work pays off and my dad is so proud of me. And, you know, I wish he could see this in real life, but man, this feels so good. And nothing can take this moment away from me. I mean, I don't care about what anybody says. This is my moment. This is my moment.
It is. You shine in this moment.
Go. I see Mom Glenda.
Awesome.
Pretty awesome for her. That's cool. And as we said, the first Longhorn in any sport to go number one overall since Kenneth Sims in 1982. Earl Campbell went number one, did he not? But that was in the 70s. But he was the number one pick, correct?
I think so.
Because the Oilers traded number one in 1978. The Oilers traded a bunch of picks to go get him.
Right.
Because Bum Phillips wanted to saddle up that Tyler Rose
ride
him to Love You Blue era.
Another home state deal.
Yeah, so Earl went number one. And as we said, LaMarcus Aldridge should have gone number one, but did not back in his day. And now LaMarcus Aldridge is retired. How about that? What a scary situation with LaMarcus having a heart issue and at 35 years old just saying that's it.
Oh, that's it. That was quick, too.
I mean, that's one of those things that, you know, he's got a lot of money in the bank. He signed a huge contract with Portland and San Antonio. And that's one of those things, I mean, that could be tragic, right? I mean, if you continue to play and you don't know that, and all of a sudden we have one of those tragic stories. But LaMarcus got the help he needs, and now he's just going to shut it down. And that's a big decision because that's a team that can win an NBA championship, right? He got bought out by the Spurs, and, you know, strategically he worked his way out of there so he could get to Brooklyn to play with Kevin Durant and company and try to win a championship. That's one thing he has not done, and there's an opportunity there. Brooklyn, and he was a big piece, right? He was going to be the guy to help them maybe bang with Joel Embiid come playoff time and make them formidable in the paint. And now he's setting a, you know, line, hanging up the sneakers.
That's good for him. That's been a nice long career.
Yeah. Now, look, unfortunately for a lot of Spurs fans, he's going to be the guy that came in with a lot of ballyhoo to replace Tim Duncan and was unable to. But those are huge shoes to fill. I think a lot of Spurs fans will be disappointed by the LaMarcus Aldridge era, but part of it is how great the Tim Duncan era was and how successful it was. Because remember, LaMarcus was signed and Tim Duncan was still playing, and Tim Duncan was willing to take the sidecar with LaMarcus. It became his team, and well, big things were expected. And but you know, and then of course Tim retired, and you know, that was not LaMarcus. Was a great. His best years were in Portland, obviously, where he was a 7-time All-Star and one of the best players, one of the best bigs in the NBA.
Now, he never became an All-Star with the Spurs, right?
No, he did not. He did not.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of coin in the bank, folks.
Oh, he's done well.
A lot of years in the NBA.
All right, do we have Chris Beard? Chris Beard was, we had a player available yesterday, and he opened it with a congratulations and a big shout-out from Austin to a great all-time Longhorn.
Yeah, I'll start today with just one thing that's really on our minds and hearts. And the most important thing today is just congratulating and honoring one of the all-time great Texas players, LaMarcus Aldridge. I know personally had a chance to watch him a lot in high school and on the AAU circuit, competed against him when he was playing here at Texas, and have followed his NBA career very closely. Simply stated, just one of the all-time greats that not only played at Texas, but is from our state, high school player, grassroots player, NBA All-Star, a champion. You know, as we build the program here, it's, again, that twofold plan to unite the Texas basketball family, get everybody under the same umbrella, same goal, same mission. And second, you know, it's going to be all about our players. So LaMarcus is both of these things, and had a chance to text him today. Obviously, he's got a personal relationship with Coach Terry and Coach Ogden, and just can't wait to see him in person, hopefully sometime here in Austin soon. But on behalf of everybody, past, current, here with Texas basketball, I just want to congratulate him on an unbelievable Hall of Fame career. And I just can't wait to get him back in the fold on a more regular basis here in Austin.
I was just going to say that. He wants guys back in the fold.
Oh, he does 100%. And, you know, Shaka Smart, you know, was not uber popular among the former players. For whatever reason, there was never a connection with Shaka and a lot of the great all-time former players. And, you know, Chris Beard is clearly making it an open door comeback, you know, one of the first guys to drive up and meet with Chris Beard was T.J. Ford.
Right.
When Chris Beard was hired, he came in and on that Friday, and you know, Chris Beard talked about how he was taken aback that T.J. drove from Houston to come up and be a part of his first day. Which, you know, that we didn't see a lot of that with Shaka Smart for whatever reason. He was not as accessible. Chris Beard is absolutely making that program open to all, including LaMarcus Aldridge and T.J. and Kevin Durant.
Absolutely.
And it is interesting that for two draft cycles in a row, because we just had Charlie Collier go number one on the women's draft last night, the Longhorns should have had the number one pick twice, right? LaMarcus Aldridge should have gone number one in 2006 and said the Toronto Raptors selected someone named Andre Bargnani. Bargnani. Heard of him?
I don't know where that name comes from. Where is that from?
Zay, who is Andre Bargnani? You know, 3-and-D guy?
Yeah, no, he was the 7-footer out of Italy that had all this hype and whatnot, and he went to Toronto, and yeah, he was a bust.
That wasn't that. By the way, that 06 was not a great draft. LaMarcus was the second pick to the Bulls, of course, and they traded him to Portland in the draft night deal. Then Adam Morrison out of Gonzaga, if you remember him.
I do. Another big guy.
Tyrus Thomas, Sheldon Williams.
That was a bad year.
Brandon Roy was the sixth pick. Now, other than that, I mean, J.J. Redick was the 11th pick. He's still playing.
Rudy Gay. Yeah, that was a bad year.
Rajon Rondo was the 21st pick.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry was late round pick that year in the first round. But then the next year, Kevin Durant was on the board, and the Trailblazers took Greg Oden. Damn. Greg Oden. Remember, the Portland Trailblazers are the team that selected Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan.
Yeah, well,
and then they turned around and took Greg Oden over Kevin Durant.
When you look at the NBA and the draft choices and the way that goes, you look past about four or five, and you will see a lot of bust. I mean, seriously. I mean, in all the Kevin Durant draft, I mean, there were from the fifth or sixth on, you don't even know who these people are. What is it that they did?
What is it you do here?
I mean, look at the names there. Corey Brewer.
I know Longhorn fans remember A.C. Law.
A.C. Law that year. Yeah, he went to, he drafted 11th that year by the Atlanta Hawks out of Texas A&M. Yeah, man. Yeah, so the Longhorns should have had back-to-back number one picks. I mean, that's back, again, you talked about the glory days of Rick Barnes' era. It started with T.J. Ford in the Final Four run, but then...
Or Kevin Durant should have been the number one pick.
Oh, yeah.
His year.
Well, so should LaMarcus, if you look back at the draft. And, I mean, LaMarcus went on to be a multi-time All-Star and a great player. Andre Bargnani.
KD couldn't lift that 125 or something, whatever his measurables were during the combine. They were so bad that the Blazers were like, nah.
Can you imagine one organization that passed on Michael Jordan and Kevin Durant when they could have taken them both? Come on, Portland.
Dude, Kevin Step Durant was skinny, wasn't he?
But he was a scoring savant.
He was unbelievable.
That was an obvious pick. I mean, Greg Oden, big center, whatever.
Bad feet.
I mean, and so it's the Sam Bowie story all over again.
Yeah, another guy with bad feet.
I mean, come on, man. Jordan and Durant, give me a break, Portland. But, yeah, Longhorns could have had number one picks there both. And I would say this, to relate it to current times, Rodney Terry was a part of those staffs and a big part of the recruitment of those two players.
Yes.
And now he's back as the top assistant for Chris Beard. So, Rodney Terry rejoining.
Yeah, welcome to the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, here we go. And we'll get you details. I got all kinds. I'm reading these stories of all these transfers that have Texas on their list. Along with, we've already told you about the Kentucky kid and the kid from Utah. They're not done.
I don't think so.
Talking to transfers as they build this initial roster at Texas. And Chris Beard's, this is old hat for him, building a roster on the fly. So we'll follow that story back into Texas football. We've got some NFL as we're 2 weeks to the NFL draft. Got a lot to do. It's B&E with you. B&E fact of the day before the top of the hour. But first, it's Craig Way.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Hope you're having a great Friday. If you're on the highways and byways, it's maybe not so great. Be careful out there. Terrible visibility, wet streets. Hopefully not as bad today as it was yesterday. How about the golf ball size hail we saw yesterday in a lot of parts of the listening area? Hopefully you made it through that. Our guys at AMM Collision are going to be busy. I mean, literally, I saw all these pictures on social media, Buck. I mean, literally as big as a golf ball. Sometimes between a golf ball and a tennis ball coming down. And people were, it was right during drive time. So hopefully you didn't get crushed with that. But you got into that hailstorm recently coming to work in the morning.
Yeah,
and
that was
just like littler.
Oh, that was.
Like pea size.
Yeah, it was like little marbles coming down. This was yesterday. It was.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't get it out my way. It's just been drizzly out there.
Yeah, I kind of moved to the north of the listening area, really, you know, North Austin into Williamson County. And, yeah, just got bombed. So hope you made it through that okay. And hope today's not as bad as far as these spring storms go. But the conditions this morning will not be good. But here's how we'll brighten your day. If you would like to see the Texas Rangers play the Baltimore Orioles this weekend and you would like to win a pair of tickets, all you got to do, you know, we're live, local, and digital. Make it simple. All you got to do is text to this number, 512-451-5653, and you're going to text the word Baseball Saturday, all one word, to register for a pair of Saturday tickets. And if you want to go Sunday, register to Sunday with all one word Baseball Sunday to the number 512-451-5653. Boom. Now, don't send that to the Specs text line. That's not going to get you anything.
No.
Send it to that number. Baseball Saturday, Baseball Sunday, all one word. And somebody's going to win tickets today to the Rangers Orioles for both the Saturday and Sunday game. I'll give that number again throughout the course of the morning.
Yeah, if you send it to the Specs line, all you're going to get is grief. So.
Grief.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Grief. Plenty of it. Plenty of grief, Buck. With you know what's kind of cool? I was looking at, you know, it's a big weekend. We got Texas baseball with ACU this weekend. We've got the Austin FC.
Yeah, excited about that tomorrow.
Making their debut tomorrow afternoon at L.A. the first major league professional team here in Austin to ever play a game. That's pretty cool. On the road at L.A., of course, as we know, Austin FC will be on the road for the first seven games because their beautiful new stadium, the QT2 Stadium there in North Austin, they're finishing up the infrastructure around it and in it and won't be ready till June. So here we go. The first seven games.
They got a good chance. They have a really good chance tomorrow. I mean, if they're going to get after it, they got to get after it early because the goalkeep for L.A. is one of the worst.
Really?
In the MLS. He's got big numbers, 1.7 he gives up a game last year.
Is this a gold star lock?
Yeah. No. Because the group they're playing tomorrow is also favored to win the Western Division.
Oh.
They went from being one of the worst or middle of the pack last year to being like the head honchos of this division. But they've still, their problem is their defense. They don't have very good defense. So. And look for Austin to be so excited. They're going to try to score, but look for the counterpunch from L.A. If they don't score, they better get their asses back because Carlos Vela is a great scorer. I mean, he's not just a really good MLS player. He's one of the best soccer players in the world. So look out for this guy to counter, and they're going to have to double-team him. He'll be a problem all day long. So should be. I think Austin will be in this game really, really early, but late in this tilt tomorrow, they may give up a couple duckies, maybe two little duckies late in this game.
Okay.
Their head coach is going to be a little nervous too, man. This is his first time
Josh Wolf,
as a head coach. So
that's 5 o'clock Saturday. But I also saw where Justin Fields will be the first, you know, remember John Gruden used to do the quarterback interviews, so like the coaches deal with the quarterbacks of that year's draft class?
Oh, yeah.
Looks like I just saw a preview for the first one for this year, and it's going to be Kirk Herbstreit. And the first one's with Justin Fields, and that debuts tomorrow. Of course, the Ohio State quarterback. Obviously, I'm sure there'll be one that they've taped with Trevor Lawrence and with Trey Lance and Mac Jones. I don't know if it'll be as funny as what John Gruden would do, but those are always insightful, the little sit-downs with the quarterbacks of whichever draft class. Kind of cool. All right, let's get to your B&E fact of the day.
B&E Fact of the Day brought to you by Dr. S. Brent Brotzman, an orthopedic surgeon providing personalized, empathetic, and cutting-edge care to all athletes from the recreational to the elite. BrotzmanSportsMedicine.com.
All right, Buck, we know yesterday in Major League Baseball, an important day, Jackie Robinson Day. Everybody wore number 42. But here's the question. I think a lot of people are going to get this right. Make it easy on a Friday. Who was the last Major League player to be allowed to wear the number 42 as his jersey number? There was one guy who was last, because now no one can wear the number anymore. But there was one guy that was grandfathered out and wore it to the end of his career, even after they retired the number. Who was that? Answer on the other side.